I seem to be running everywhere this morning. I parked the car in a place that was free for a couple of hours, but rather than be interrupted halfway through the ceremony that I'm attending today, I moved it. The problem is, it's a Rugby World Cup day in Milton Keynes, and you've got to move your car way out of the theatre district, at least that's what I've had to do, to park it in any form of long term that doesn't cost a small fortune. So car is sorted and I'm running back to the theatre. Today the hashtag is OU Ceremonies, and also Love Part Time. The hashtag Love Part Time is being launched. It's all about celebrating students and people involved with part-time education, and the place is a buzz. I've already been on stage for the dress rehearsal, just sorted out where I'm going to be to grab some shots that need to be pinged immediately from my meaty camera to my phone and sent to a few different places. And I just thought I'd grab some audio on the way in, because I don't know if I'm going to get much chance to do any of the real-time stuff today if I'm stuck in a corner waiting for my cue. We will see. Lots of excited-looking people robed up and ready to go. Nobody more excited, I think, or nervous than a Peter Horrocks, who is Vice-Chancellor of the Open University now. Martha, oh, who's arrived?
Martha Lane Park.
Just bumped into a Mr. Ian Roddis. How's it going?
Fantastically. I love part-time. We love part-time.
He's on message. What's gone wrong so far?
Absolutely nothing, actually, other than I haven't had coffee yet.
Yeah, I was just... Are you on the way to get coffee?
Yeah, would you like a coffee?
I'd love a coffee, yeah.
Right. I'm, flat white?
That would be, yeah, how do you know?
I'm not going to arse about too much.
No, do
it. It's just a flat white, but not soya, yeah, and all that kind great of oaty milk
I
stuff.
Did run through the coffee place just now, and there is a massive queue. That's why I thought...
Where, over there?
Yeah, at the... I've had to park right on the other side of town.
That Costa was busy then?
Only about 10 people, but I thought I need to get back in case Martha arrives.
Yeah, Martha's just arrived, but you're going to miss her.
I'll try and grab her.
She's going to get robed up.
I'm going to go in there.
I'll try and get you a flat white.
That'd be great. See you in a minute. So as you can see, it's chaos time, and everybody's excited. Everybody looks excited. Are you guys excited?
Yeah, we are excited.
You're excited, and you're not even in a robe.
Yeah, I know.
I'm half-half.
Half-half, very composed.
Yes, and nervous as well. Going on the stage, you know, everyone looking at you.
Yeah, you're used to that, are you?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, well, good luck today.
Thank you.
So, that's the first person I saw close up in a robe, and now we're inside the hubbub and the chaos of the Milton Keynes Theatre. Lots of people in funny clothes, lots of people in T-shirts that say hashtag love part-time on the back, and people writing on the walls. What's that all about? People writing on the walls. What's going on here?
They are writing to say why they love part-time so much and why part-time has such an impact in their lives.
Give me some examples.
For example, my world opened up thanks to Open University. Thanks, Open University. Part-time is worth the effort and very rewarding. Keep it up, OU.
No one's saying I love part-time because I don't have to do full-time.
Nope, that's not the reason why people study.
That's true.
Ah, so you've just written on the wall. What did you write?
5 hard years with a full-time job and 3 kids, but so worth it.
Oh, fantastic. Congratulations. And it all culminates today.
It does.
What's your name?
Judy.
And what are you here to receive?
I achieved a foundation degree in retail management today.
And you're going to do what with it?
I already work in retail, but this has sort of moved me on in my career within retail. So,
fantastic.
Well worth it.
And well done indeed.
Thank you.
Who are you, by the way?
Dari Karchapur.
Yeah. I'll let you get back to the stress.
Thanks.
They all look pretty composed, actually. Doesn't look too stressful. And I'm going to turn this off and try and find Martha Lane Fox, but there is a good chance that she's already slipped into the stage wings and is going for her rehearsal. Lovely lady. We've spoke a few times around events like this, which she supports, obviously, full-time, it seems, rather than part-time. Oh, there's huge queues of people waiting to file in. It's all about to kick off. If you are an OU student, or you are thinking of being an OU student, or you know an OU student, you might want to check out the hashtags today. Love part-time and OU ceremonies. I'll speak to you later. I'm a bit sweaty now.